Two words.
Amazing grace.
Two words for these last 8 years.
Amazing grace.
This is Ron Jones calling from Weatherford, Texas. The Obama moment that most stands out to me was the eulogy he delivered at the Charleston shooting. That was the moment that signaled for me the deep faith this president had.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
I remember he started to sing and then paused. Perhaps he was reaching inside for that faith he always showed us.
I believe that people are more good than bad. I believe tragic things happen. I think there's evil in the world. But I think that at the end of the day, if we work hard and if we're true to those things in us that feel true and feel right, that the world gets a little better each time.
After 8 years, we say goodbye to President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama. What happened during these 8 years? It feels like a blur. Not a happy blur to some of the folks anxious to see them go. So much happened. Iran deal, climate change, ACA. It's hard to remember it all.
Ernest, calling from the Bronx, New York. I am rapidly approaching 60 years of age, and as a person of color, never thought I would see a person who looks like me elected as President of the United States.
This is Barbara Meese in Eagle, Colorado. President Obama's finest hour was the passing of the Affordable Care Act. Is the ACA perfect? Of course not. But with the cooperation in our Congress, it could have been made nearer to perfect.
Today, after all the votes have been tallied, health insurance reform becomes law in the United States of America.
There were the surprises.
Ted Trewin, I'm calling from Parrish, Florida. My good Obama moment was when he got bin Laden.
Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda.
Another surprise, that marriage equality became the law of the land.
Hi, my name is Adrienne, and I'm calling from Greeley, Colorado. The Obama moment that stands out most to me is legalizing gay marriage. I'm gay, and now that I know that I could possibly marry my girlfriend if I want to is such a relief.
And then there were so many moments of dreadful brutality with only a president to turn to.
This is Joanne from Wallingford, Pennsylvania. The Obama moment that stood out to me was when President Obama cried during his speech on gun control when he mentioned the killing of 20 children at Sandy Hook.
Every time I think about those kids, it gets me mad.
This is a man of great compassion.
If you strive always for dignity and excellence, then there is absolutely nothing you can achieve.
Compassion describes First Lady Michelle Obama as well. Soft-spoken and quiet at first, beloved mother and public activist by the end.
Michelle Obama's legacy to me means intelligence, leadership, dignity, and grace.
Love the way Michelle Obama embraced healthy eating.
But in the end, of course, not everyone could embrace the Obama years. The just passed election is the best evidence of that. Bob tweeted us, "When you ran, you said no more politics. What happened? With Reid, Pelosi, and McConnell, it was worse than ever. Wasted 8 years."
This is Joe from Brooklyn. I just want to tell Obama, you tried really hard to do what you had to do, but you're leaving a country that's divided down the line. You're leaving a lot of tension. And I think a lot of times you didn't really think about everybody, but only what seemed to make you important.
This is Jake in Austin, Texas. My favorite Obama moment would have to be the photograph of him laughing at the little baby dressed up as the Pope for Halloween a few years ago. It really made me feel like I was more associated with him in the long run.
8 years of headlines, 8 years of history, 8 years of grace. Amazing grace.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.